Yesterday we learned that a significant number of planned services had been changed in relation to, a significant number of planned services in the University Limerick Hospitals Group had been suspended to allow the main hospital deal with emergency department overcrowding. Inpatient, day surgery and outpatient appointments were deferred at UHL, Ennis, Nina, St John's and Croom Orthopaedic Hospital until further notice. Today, the president of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association said essential services were being switched off and this was not acceptable. In a moment, we'll speak with the chief executive of the HSE. First, let's hear again of what Professor Gabrielle Colleran told Morning Ireland this morning.
I guess I just look at the date on the calendar. It's the 9th of August.
Yes.
If we can't do scheduled care in the height of summer, what hope is there for the Limerick region when we come into the flu season and the winter? So it's just not acceptable. Deferred care is care denied.
We're joined now from our Limerick studio by the HSE CEO, Bernard Gloucester. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Your staff in the Midwest are said to be shocked at this strategy. Why is it being done?
So I think just a couple of things, if I can, to put this in context for people. You might recall about the end of April, start of May, we made a decision as part of the short-term measures, because we have a lot of medium and long-term measures in place for the Midwest, but we made a decision to redeploy an additional expert support team to the hospital and to provide the regional executive officer there and myself with an assessment as to any possibilities that were there to relieve the pressures that are predominantly associated with what we call emergency or unscheduled care at the hospital. That group did go in and work and met with all of the clinical staff, met with all of the specialties, spent several weeks on the wards, and they provided an insight. And part of that insight was that at a particular point in time over the summer, it would be important to consider an intervention for a period of time that would allow the hospital to de-escalate. And I appreciate that sounds like very much a management term, but it essentially means the hospital is completely overheated. There's a backlog of unscheduled care that has to be dealt with, and it has now got into such a circular space that all of the normal options that are available to assist are being essentially occupied by patients who require care. And so the intervention that was made was to focus the entire hospital and community health services of the Midwest for a period of time on urgent care, that's the emergency department, and also on the inpatients, those who are currently in the hospital, many of them waiting for different reasons to be discharged. Well, we will have to see. It will be certainly for the shortest period of time possible.
But is it weeks or months?
I would like to think it's in the category of weeks, but can I make a point, Paul? There's very little point in making this type of intervention if it doesn't yield some sustainable benefit. I went into that hospital myself on Wednesday evening, and quite frankly, I have to say, I have 29 blue light hospitals that I'm responsible for in the country. I, despite my long-standing knowledge of Limerick, I was absolutely shocked and horrified at the amount of patients literally waiting to be cared for and to be provided with reasonable level of care. There were 84 people on trolleys, 40 of them on wards, 44 in the emergency department. 58 were in surge capacity. And while that's a very acceptable form of care in a pressured situation, sustainably it's not. And let me explain why it's not. 51 of the 58 people in surge were using the medical assessment unit, the surgical assessment unit and all of the other facilities that normally would be used to help people get in and out of hospital more quickly. So I could not stand over that situation. And my regional executive officer decided she was going to use the benefit of the support team's recommendation now. I fully endorse that. And can I also say it wasn't clarified on Morning Ireland this morning by the IHCA, but can I say that the list of measures and the exemptions, of which there are several, for this plan, they were drawn up by the clinical community in that hospital. They were drawn up by the clinical leaders of that hospital.
Okay.
And to say that people haven't been included or that somehow there's a disregard for the public is quite frankly not the full picture of the situation. The final thing I just want to say, Paul, and I would be very happy to answer any question on this. The expert team have told me, as indeed have evidenced myself many, many occasions, Everybody wants to talk about capacity in Limerick. The Minister, the Board of the HSE and I have been very clear in supporting and adding and intending to add further capacity to Limerick. But the entire story of Limerick is not one of capacity. It is also one about how medicine and patient flow is practised in that hospital. And quite frankly, this week, that was not acceptable, and the reforms and the opportunities that are available to be utilised are not being utilised in the public interest.
But Bernard Gloucester, you've been talking there about the shocking scenes. I think those were your words in relation to what you saw in the emergency department. But we also have the case that as a result of that decision, someone may have been waiting 2, 3 or 4 years for an outpatient appointment. That's going to be cancelled. Scheduled care like colonoscopies, that could be pulled. People are going to have the rug pulled from underneath them. There are significant questions. So I'm just wondering about how you answer that charge from Professor Gabrielle Colleran. She says deferred care is care denied.
I'm very happy to answer that, and I share that concern. And with your colleague Justin McCarthy as recently as 2 weeks ago, I said that any patient waiting for care, that's a patient safety concern for us, whether it's scheduled or unscheduled care. But there are distinctions between emergency care and what's right now in front of us. Lest anybody think that there has been no outpatient activity or services in Limerick because of overcrowding. At the start of 2022, there were 55,000 people on outpatient waiting lists. That went down to 42 by the start of 2023. And today it's at 33,000. There are significant outpatient opportunities in Limerick. But can I also say this? And it applies across a whole range of professions. But I do have to be fair, to answer Professor Colleran this morning. I do have to say, in the Midwest Hospital Group, there are 76 consultants today on the public-only consultant contract. There's opportunity for a lot more. But even with the 76 that are there, there are opportunities, were opportunities, and will be opportunities to the future for evening outpatient clinics, weekend clinics, and other clinics that won't affect or be impacted by unscheduled care demand. We'll be very happy to work with the IHCA and everybody else, but we are all responsible. We are all responsible, and none of us have the exclusive remit of expressing concern. We're all responsible to the people of the Midwest to provide them with a safe and appropriate service.
A related question, can I ask you about the investigation into the tragic death of 16-year-old Aoife Johnston, who died from meningitis in University Hospital Limerick last year? You've had an independent report, I think it's since the 10th of July. When will you publish it?
So I have received the report, and as I said in the same interview with Justin McCarthy, I've given very careful consideration to that report. I have engaged with Aoife's family through her representatives, and I'm hoping to engage with them further. I have also raised a number of questions arising from the report with people whom I need to give me answers to those questions to make a decision on what are the appropriate next steps. The schedule for concluding that phase of those questions is before the end of August. I do hope, and I believe it's in the public interest to publish that report. It's an investigation report, so it may require some treatment before it can be published. But Mr. Justice Clark himself has endorsed that view.
So is that and September then?
Subject to my consideration of the views of Aoife's family and some other steps I have to take, my aim would be to publish the report as early as possible, and hopefully within September. And just to go back to the issue that we were talking about as the main part of the story, the report from the support team who went into the hospital in May, I'm aiming to publish that in the last week of August.
HSE CEO Bernard Gloucester, thank you very much for joining us on the News at One.